Welcome to the Veterans World Magazine podcast. It's time for some fascinating, incredible, and marvelous words of wisdom. Here's your host, Bob Maxwell. What I'm going to do, I'm Bob Maxwell, publisher, Air Force veteran, and CEO of Voice of the Veteran as well here in Las Vegas. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to spotlight various articles that I've written in the Veterans World magazine. And I'm going to start out with this one because this one really doesn't just piss me off, but so many veterans that I know, not just here in Las Vegas, but lately, it's grown to throughout the United States, and these are great people, and I consider a lot of them very good friends. I'm happy to call them that, and I get a chance to talk to them quite often, and I get their input on things for the magazine. Now, this one, I called it the Dan Kamanao story, or saga, and here's the question on it. Is it age discrimination against one of the top veterans service officers in the whole, I guess, scope of things? He's known throughout the world. He's helped thousands of people. Last check is like 12,000 to 14,000 people that he's helped. And he's gotten, Dan and I were at Camp Pendleton this last summer. And, we went down there to talk to a group of Marine veterans. And he also talked and helped so many people, so many veterans, Marines, that with their VA disability claims. The guy's king of that. I mean, one guy told me, he goes, Dan is, he's God. I said, what? He says, yeah, he's God. I said, okay, why do you say that? He says, well, he did for me what no man has been able to do before him. I'm like, well, that's pretty good. Now, this guy, Marine veteran, 80 years old, turned down on his VA disability claim. Different veteran service officers helped him, but none of them went that extra step. Dan looked at everything, sat down and talked with him, filled out the paperwork, the guy signed it, the guy sent it in, and guess what? The guy is 100%. Because Dan knows how to do these things. He knows how to do them right. I actually had somebody from the VA tell me, which I will never name, and I don't have to. He told me that whatever you do, don't lose him. I said, well, I don't plan on it, but what's your reasoning? He says, he's considered the gold standard. Now remember that. He's considered the gold standard for VA disability claims. Dan is a retired Marine, 26 plus years in the Corps, highly decorated, shot, blown up, stabbed, you name it. It's happened to him. 45 major surgeries. I don't know how he does it. I really, really don't know how he does it. But this guy, he retired from the VA as well. He's done so many top, high-level VA people. He's helped them with their cases. And, of course, they won. He's helped generals with their cases, all the way down through the ranks. And where most of these people were told, you know what? I've been told I can't do that. I'm told I don't qualify. Well, Dan tells the truth 100%, and it's how you do the job. There's so many veteran service officers out there that, let's face it, and they know this, and we know it. They don't know their ass from a hole in the ground. Some of them, but there's some good ones out there. Don't get me wrong, but there's too many out there that are taking veterans for a ride, and that that's got to stop. That's absolutely got to stop. Now, Dan is no longer a certified veteran service officer. He retired, and he and I wants to get back into it, and so he's applied, reapplied, and of course he's getting a hard time by the bureaucrats or the, I don't know, the incompetent clowns that make the decision because they're afraid that he could take their job. Who knows? But I got news for you. He doesn't want your job. Now, I'll read some of the article here and then we'll talk about it. But it starts out, in the realm of veteran service officers, there are few individuals who stand out as remarkably as Dan Kamenow. With a career spanning almost 26 years in the United States Marine Corps, that's 26 plus, where he not only served with distinction, but also led teams in combat scenarios ranging from a mere 4 Marines to well over 100. His dedication and expertise are beyond question. However, a recent turn of events sheds light on a concerning issue within the veterans organization community, and that's age discrimination. That's a, wait till you hear what I have to say, and then you decide. I'm not saying that it is or it isn't, because, well, you know what, if I were to be brought into court and to give a deposition, I would be able to show the facts, and they're not good for the other people, because it makes them look pathetically stupid. But Dan's credentials are truly impressive. He is currently overseeing VA disability claims. Now, overseeing doesn't mean he's doing them. He's overseeing them. And he sits down with the people, they talk, they fill in the answers, they sign the form, he mails them in. Okay, great. He's also helping with Camp Lejeune cases and the PFAS cases. That's the firefighter foam that's probably been on every military base there is. I know it was at my base at Grissom Air Force Base. I have all the reports, and yet the VA won't recognize it. And that damn near destroyed that town's water system. Gave a lot of people cancer and all kinds of different diseases, but we'll get to that. Grab a little drink here. But he's helping countless veterans navigate the complex bureaucracy of the Department of Veterans Affairs. When I say complex bureaucracy, what I mean by that is very few, incredibly very few veterans can do their own VA claims. There are some out there, sure. That's just the way it is. They're the lucky few. Because, you know, basically it boils down to if you put a period upside down, you're going to get it rejected. Now, over the course of his career, he's worked with, as I said before, 12,000 to 14,000 veterans. And his assistance extended to nearly 1,000 homeless veterans just between August 2020 and July of 22. Can you imagine what that can do for those veterans and what it's done for those veterans? They're not homeless anymore because they're getting monthly pay for the rest of their life. And like I said, although he is not currently a certified veteran service officer, he's applied to be certified once again. Dan is highly respected by his peers, military leaders, the men and women of the military and veterans, corporate leaders, members of Congress and the Senate, and that's just to mention a few. This guy he's a force. He's a major league force. All the time I've known him, and we've become the best of friends, I just thank the world of him. I mean, he's a machine. He works every day of the week. He does not take a day off. Now, for example, he's going to love this story, but it's true. He was out golfing just the other day, and he's, damn, best shot of my life. probably at least a long, long time, threw his back out and just collapsed right there. Couldn't move, could hardly breathe the whole bit. Ends up in the hospital. And now, keep in mind, he's got this device implanted in his back with wires going to his spine for all the pain that he goes through on a daily basis. And it takes care of the pain from the waist down. Not from the waist up, where he hurt his back, but from the waist down. Didn't help him at all. Needed an MRI. If they did it wrong, it would have killed him. Stuff like that. He went through so much morphine, the doctor said, you should be way past La La Land at this point. And he wasn't. And he was alert and talking to people. While he was in the hospital, now this is not the VA hospital, this was another hospital in town. He helped 3 people with their disability claims. Can you believe that? 3 people. Like I said, the guy's absolutely incredible. He doesn't charge a single penny for anything he does. He will not take a donation. He will not do anything like that. This is all from the heart. He's truly helping veterans. You will not find a better man and a better veteran service officer. I challenge you. I absolutely freaking challenge you. Now, as I said, he's a highly decorated Marine, and his service speaks for itself. It speaks volumes. He's been recommended for 6 Purple Hearts. 6. And he's only received 2 so far, but the other 4 that I know about, he should have more than that. Let's put it that way. And after his military career, he pursued academic excellence, earning a bachelor's degree with a bachelor in science and bachelor of science in business management in 2009, and a master's of business administration in 2011. And he is currently a PhD student. And this is part-time. This is doing studying and working on helping veterans, which he'll do anywhere from 8 to 10 a day, sometimes more. It's absolutely, I've never seen anything like it, but let's continue here. Kamenao's dedication doesn't stop at academic and military achievements. He's also been a guest speaker on military television programs during his service in the Far East. Additionally, he has shared his insights as a guest speaker at various military leadership academies and educational institutions, ranging from middle and high school to colleges. His knowledge and expertise have even allowed him to brief numerous military generals, general officers, and congressional members. However, in the face of such an illustrious career and a profound commitment to serving veterans, Dan's story has taken a surprising turn. There are 2 veterans organizations here in Nevada that will remain anonymous unless they want to fight. They made hiring decisions that have raised questions about age discrimination in the field of veterans services. Now, this isn't just coming from me as his friend. This is coming from so many people. So many veterans and just people alike, that non-veterans. And it's staggering. If the cat ever gets out of the bag, these 2 organizations are going to be hurting for certain. And there's like major league lawsuits that will come from this. All right, these 2 organizations, they asked Dan to apply. Now, if he were to be accepted by them, then he's back being a certified veteran service officer, and he'll get paid. Well, he went to the interviews. They know him. They know his work. They know so much about him. He is the perfect candidate. Perfect candidate. Well, these organizations opted to hire individuals with significantly less experience and qualifications than Dan's. After, like I said, after they asked him to apply. And that left so many people trying to figure out what the hell were their motives behind that decision. What are they thinking? Well, I think it boiled down, personally, it's my opinion, boiled down to ego. Because some of the clowns that are in those positions to hire, he would be working for, and he has no problem doing that, and he knows the people, and the bottom line is helping the veterans. But I think it's their ego. He is so damn good. They're going to take me. He's going to take my job. Yeah. Okay. We don't need people like that in those kind of positions. Now, continuing with the article, it says, Kamenao's extensive track record and unwavering dedication should, by all accounts, make him an invaluable asset to any veterans organization. His ability to navigate the intricate world of VA disability claims, his in-depth knowledge of issues like Camp Lejeune cases and PFA cases, PFAS cases, and his hands-on experience assisting thousands of veterans make him a top-tier veteran service officer. So what could be driving these organizations to overlook such an exceptional candidate in favor of those with less experience? Could it be that they fear Kamenao's proficiency would outshine their own, potentially jeopardizing their job security? In a field where the primary objective should be, like I said, the welfare and support of veterans, such motivations are concerning. Yeah, I mean, it's embarrassing when you hear these stories from other veterans about these particular veterans organizations that did what they did at Dan. It's embarrassing because I run a veterans organization, and we can't hire Dan because we don't have the VA certification to do those. What I can do, and I've done, is I've made Dan the director of benefits for Voice of the Veteran. That is a lot. I mean, what it is that he does is he can advise or suggest or whatever word you want to put in there that's fair and proper of what these veterans can do and where they can go to get the help they need. Can he help them? Yeah. And he does. He will sit there with them, with pencil in hand for them, or pen, whatever they use, and they'll talk about the question. And he'll ask them questions on that. What do you think this means, or you know, whatever. And the person decides on their own what to put in there. And he makes those suggestions, and they win their cases. There's nothing wrong with that. And the decision makers know that. There's not a damn thing wrong with that. Continuing with the article, the veterans community deserves the very best in terms of support and assistance, and individuals like Dan Kamenao exemplify the standards that we should uphold. Aid should never, and I repeat, should never be a factor in determining the value of a seasoned veteran like Kamenao can bring to an organization. Even if Dan and I weren't friends, I would still be proud to say he's on our team. And we're friends, so I'm even prouder. I mean, the guy is, by all means, exceptional. As the voice for those who have selflessly served our nation, veterans organizations should lead by example in promoting fair hiring practices and recognizing the immense contributions of veterans like Dan Kamenao. After all, the ultimate goal is to provide the best possible care and assistance to those who have served our nation And Kamanao's exceptional track record undeniably aligns with that mission. Now, let's kind of like slide off the track here for a second. We all know that veterans, the word veteran is a key word right now. And there are a lot of veterans organizations throughout the United States that don't do what they say. They don't. And my line is, you've got to produce results, positive results, because results don't lie. Bottom line, you keep things going in the right direction that benefits veterans and their families, and you can't go wrong. You can't ask for money from them. I don't care how much they get in back pay. Now, there is a story of somebody, another veteran, getting over $800,000 after they won their case. Dan was not involved in that. And I have direct knowledge of this. And the guy never even came into the office to thank us or anything, which is fine, because we tell them right up front, what we do, we're doing for you and your family. All right, you've earned this. You deserve this. If you win, God bless you. If you lose, God have mercy on them, because we got the right people now. But that's fine. That's fine. And, you know, we're a 501c3, and people give us donations for whatever reason in the past, up until COVID, and then, boy, that's dried up. But that's okay. You know, it's just because we're not working in an office anymore, we're working from our homes, we're busier now, in which I'll touch on a major, major project that happened in 2022, and something that will happen in 2024. But yeah, it's amazing that there's those cheap organizations out there. All they care about, the bottom line, is money. Well, you're clowns. Bottom line, you're clowns. And that's just the way it is. Anyway, back on the article here. In the face of age discrimination, let us remember that the principles upon which the veterans community is built include unwavering support, respect, and acknowledgement of the valuable contributions of all its members, regardless of their age. Veterans like Dan Kamanao have earned their place at the forefront of this community, and it's imperative that they receive the recognition and opportunities they deserve. Just because somebody is, let's say, 68, 70, 76, whatever, that should never diminish what they can do and what they know. Bottom line, sometimes it's like a fine wine. The older you get, the better you get. Dan is the finest of the wines. Now, continuing, leaving politics out of the process. Hiring decisions should always be based on merit, qualifications, and the potential for a candidate to excel in the role, rather than influenced by politics and ego. When politics and personal agendas come into play during the hiring process, which it does, the organization as a whole suffers, and the opportunities for growth and innovation are squandered while the veterans are the ones that suffer. Just because you're a big organization doesn't mean you have a good reputation. If people find out what you do and how you do it, you're going to suffer. But most importantly, the veterans are the ones that suffer. It's essential for those in positions of power to recognize that they are not larger than the company or the collective talent of its employees. When I say company, it means company/organizations. An organization's strength lies in its ability to bring together the best individuals to work collaboratively towards a common goal. A leader's primary responsibility should be to assemble the most skilled and competent team, fostering an environment where the entire organization can thrive to better serve veterans. Period. Fear of someone being more capable or qualified for a job should never be a driving factor in the hiring decision. Instead, it should be viewed as a chance to learn, improve, and advance together. Embracing the excellence of others can only serve to elevate the entire organization and lead to greater success. I mean, duh. In the professional world, the focus should always be on the best interests of the organization, its employees, and the veterans it serves. Bottom line, the veterans it serves. Making hiring decisions based on politics or ego not only hinders progress, but also undermines the value of fairness and mediocrity. Is that the right word, mediocrity? I have to look at that one. Hey, I'll be the first to admit I'm not perfect. It's a reminder that leadership should be about empowering and enabling, rather than stifling or undermining those who could contribute the most to the collective success of the company or organization. I mean, and that's the end of the article, but you'll find it on page 6 and 7 of the Veterans World Magazine Fall 2023 edition. And that's up right now. The winter 2023 edition comes out December 2nd, and that'll be on the website at veteransworldmagazine.com. But I just think it's really unfair that not just Dan, but there are other veterans that have been treated this way. And, you know, hey, remember this, every dog has its day. And the people that did this, oh, they could be sitting back laughing right now. Huh, what does he know? Huh, you know, I'm this or I'm that. You know what? Nothing, absolutely nothing lasts forever. And when that dog has its day, where are you going to be? Think about that. All right, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. And let's look forward to the next one, because I don't hold back, and you'll see that. I'm not going to put myself in a position where there's a lawsuit, but if I do get sued, guess what? The facts will be out there, and I'm not afraid to do it. I'm not bigger than my organization that I started. I don't look at myself as being better than anybody. I'm looking every day for people that want to work with us. And none of us get paid at Voice of the Veteran or Veterans World Magazine. None of us get paid. This is a labor of love and respect, you know, for our veterans and their families, because, hey, we're all brothers and sisters in this. It's the military family. But like I said, I'm looking every day. I met a young lady that happens to live right here by me. And, you know, we got to talking. She's a veteran, and so is her husband. And they're great people. I really enjoy talking to them. Well, I find out that she knows how to write grants. And she actually went to school for that. She's also a graphic artist, web designer. Well, guess what we need? I can't do this stuff by myself all the time. I mean, it's okay, but I'm looking for that touch. I really am. And if we can get a grant, because I don't ever want people to do something for nothing. You know, her time is valuable. Everybody's time is valuable. And I like to see people get compensated for their time. And if we can get a grant that where we can utilize funds for salaries, or in jobs, then absolutely, come on down. You're the next contestant. So that's what we're doing. That's what we're trying to do. And it's uphill battle, but guess what? Winners never quit and quitters never win. I learned that when I was a little kid from my dad. Wish I would have listened to my dad a long time ago about other things that he said. I remember him now, but poor guy's gone. But yeah, he was a champion, big time. Big time. But anyway, that's it for this edition of Veterans World Magazine. And you heard the Dan Kamenao saga. Is it age discrimination? That's up to you to decide. I know how I feel. And we're all entitled to our opinions and feelings. Thank God we still have that. All right, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Veterans World Magazine.